Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to day 8. That's day 8, E-I-G-H-T, of the readings of Verses of Victory, which is my first book. It's a 31-day devotional to educate, motivate, and stimulate those who seek victory. And we know that we're all looking for victory, whether we're believers or non-believers. So if you're a believer, may this touch your heart. If you're a non-believer, may you find something that will touch your heart and bring you to become a believer in Christ and His victory. So day 8, the verse is, oh, by the way, I changed the song. There's so many songs about victory, so I decided each week I would feature a new song. Day 8 is "The Joy of the Lord is My Strength," Nehemiah 8. Verse 10. That's Nehemiah 8, verse 10 from the King James Version. "The joy of the Lord is my strength." Music is something that has always brought me joy, no matter what. Of course, listening to music, especially gospel songs, but really any kind of music, always puts me in a better mood. But I was also gifted to be able to read and play music. And now I am finding that I can even write songs, both lyrics and music, something I never dreamed I could do. So my joy has expanded, and I intend to call upon this joy, this gift, whenever I can. Many times it is hard for us to find joy because we are struggling so much. Sometimes daily I have fought back tears because I am uncertain about why things are the way they are, or about what's coming next. Some days it seems hard to find the strength to carry on, and yet somehow we must, if not for ourselves, then for our families and friends who are counting on us to make it through. Nehemiah 8:10 tells us that if we find the joy of the Lord and find joy in the Lord, we will find strength. And strength ultimately leads to victory over the situation. Why not give in to His joy today? You'll be happy that you did. And before I get on to our three P's, I have to say, it's really true. Music of all types puts me in a better mood. I spent last evening and actually the weekend also with my brother at the National Blues Museum celebrating their 1-year anniversary. And I'm not really so much into the blues, but I enjoyed that. I enjoyed seeing him enjoy himself, and just enjoyed learning about the rich history of blues music in our society. So back to our three P's. We're going to personalize, practice, and proclaim. So personalize, of course, is what does this verse, in this case Nehemiah 8:10, mean to you? Does the accompanying devotional remind you of any situation in your life? So the devotional is about my life, and you are to answer, does that devotional about the joy of the Lord being strength remind you of any situation in your life? What brings you joy? What can you relate to? Practice. What steps can you take today to bring the victorious meaning of this verse into your own life? And we always finish by proclaiming with a prayer so that we can claim victory over your situation that you may be going through this day. So please join me. Dear Lord, I thank you for the things that you give me in my life that bring me joy. I ask that you help me remember not to let Satan steal my joy. Help me to seek out those things and those people who can help to lift me up. But ultimately, help me to seek you first and foremost. I declare, Lord, that I will recognize and celebrate the joys, both big and small, in my life. Amen. Well, everybody, that was day 8. We're definitely moving right along. And I hope that you have a wonderful day and that you continue to stick with me. Remember, we got the whole thing is 31 days, so we've still got a ways to go. But hopefully, as you're going through, you're beginning to feel victorious and recognize God's love for you. All right, I will talk to you later.